Hashem Zayecha to begin the Maimer Yigalel Antame. And as I told you last week, it would be important to have a bit of a Hakdama, a little bit of an introduction. We already saw the Hakdama of the author of the Biur Chassidus, of the exciting things, a preview of what's to come, Mezasha, what we're going to be learning. But as I told you, it would be important to have a Hakdama regarding the whole Inyan of the Chalas by the Shabbos table, since the Maimer is based entirely upon this din, this minig of eating Chalas, and the specific custom of the Ariya Kodesh, which is to have 12 Chalas by the Suda Shabbos, 12 Chalas. So therefore we'll spend a few minutes just going through that a little bit, and then we'll begin the Maimer. The amount of challahs that we're familiar with is, of course, two. It's the Lechem Mishneh, the double portion of challahs that we have from the Torah. The Torah tells us that on Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day, so there was a double portion of man, as everybody knows, double portion of man. And from there, the Gemara in Brachos, there are other sugyas in the Medrash as well. B'Shabbos, Chayav Adam Livtzoya Al Shtei Kichrois. The Gemara in Shabbos and Brachos Daf Lamed Tes, because on Shabbos a person is obligated to make the bracha on two challahs by the meal, by each meal. My timer. Why? The Gemara says Lechem Mishneh Ksiv, because it's written in the Torah Lechem Mishneh. Lechem Mishneh means the additional amount of man, of food that Hashem gave us on Erev Shabbos. So because of that, the Gemara tells us we have Lechem Mishneh, which the simple pshat is two challahs. What's interesting is that the Yerushalmi doesn't speak about this, and it seems from the Chaikrim who have studied this whole Inyan, who have gone through this whole Inyan, it seems that we have Makaris that indicate that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that it used to be that the Jews of Eretz Yisrael by the Shabbos Suda would have one challah. There are Makaris like that the Bnei Bavel, the Jews of Bavel, which of course is the place of the Talmud Bavli, where the Gemara says Beferish Lechem Mishneh means two challahs, that in Bavel they would have always two challahs. But the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, during some tikkun, and I don't want to go into the historical and all chakiris, but it seems from different places in Chazal and different places in the Makaris and the sources that there was a time where in Eretz Yisrael there was a common custom to have only one challah. The svara of that is that when the man fell double on the man that fell double on Friday, one portion was for Friday, the other portion, and only one portion was for Shabbos. So the svara of two challahs on Shabbos was apparently not totally accepted in Eretz Yisrael, because one of the portions was for Friday and one was for Shabbos. So therefore there was one challah on Shabbos according to that mahalach. Why mix Erev Shabbos with Shabbos? Erev Shabbos was one portion and Shabbos was another portion. So there was a minig, it seems, in Eretz Yisrael to have one challah. There are sources, however, that don't accept that. The Das Bali Tosis and the Chumash and others that say no, that's not true, and they have different ways of explaining these other makaris, that there was always two challahs. Even in Eretz Yisrael there was two challahs. So this is a discussion that we find among the Chaikrim. That same Gemara in Brachos Lamed Tes is also in Shabbos, and Kuf Yud Zayin Chayv Adam Livtzoya Al Shtei Kichrois, and that's the din in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. In Simen Reish Ayin Dalet Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskin is that it is necessary al pi din to have, wherever possible, to have two challahs by each of the Shabbos meals, to make the bracha on two challahs by each of the Shabbos meals. This, of course, I'm sure many of you know, that the Gra, it's brought down in the name of the Gra, that in Ma'aseh Rav, that the Gra was, as it says in Ma'aseh Rav, Ubetzeal Shtei Chalas Shleimais, Bahainu Chaytech Shteihim Biyachad. The Gra held, like the Gemara, that there are two Chalas at the Shabbos meal, at each meal, but the Gra held that one has to cut both. When you make the bracha, after the bracha, you have to cut both Chalas, not just what we do. Those who don't go like the Gra, you make the bracha on both challahs, but you only cut the right challah. The Gra held that you have to cut both challahs, and this is also found in the Rashba. It's brought down in the Tshuvas of the Rashba, and that means that all together, according to the Gra, and the Gra held that this was the Pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh, that there are six challahs that have to be cut on Shabbos, not just to have six challahs, but actually to cut six challahs. Obviously, the Gra is bringing more panasa for the bakeries, right? But it gets better for the bakeries as we move along through different makaras. But that's what the Gra held. Before we even get to the 12th, what's interesting is, here it's not clear in the Zohar Kodesh, because there are different places in the Zohar that sound like different things. So in the Raya Mehimna, in one place in the Zohar Kodesh, it seems that altogether the Zohar says on Shabbos you have to have 12 challahs, which means four, according to this place in the Zohar, means four by each of the Seudas. That's in the third chelik of the Zohar. So altogether, the Shneim Asar Panim, which the Zohar says, which is this week's parasha of Baruch Hashem, but we're now coming to the parasha of the Mishkan, means that there should be 12 chalas altogether on Shabbos that correspond to the 12 chalas that were in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan, the Lechem Apanim. And the Zohar therefore refers to the Shabbos chalas as Shneim Asar Panim, which obviously means much, 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 much deeper things we're going to talk about. But the 12 chalas, sach hakol, according to this view, in the Raya Mehimna, is all together on Shabbos, four by each of the three meals. That's in the Raya Mehimna, in that section of the Zohar HaKadosh. In the Tikkun HaZohar, it's clear in the Tikkun HaZohar, in one place, in another place, it's alluding to this, that each Seuda requires 12 chalas. Not all together 12, but 12 by each of the Seudas. This is brought down in the Matan Ephraim. Misha noyeg al derech hakabola lasas b'shabbos shneim asa lachamim. The Matan Ephraim brings down in halacha that there are those who have the custom, who is noyeg according to Kabbalah, that there should be 12 chalas. Im chal yontif b'shabbos yesh lalasas gam kein. Even when Yotav comes out Shabbos, one should continue and to use the 12 chalas, even though it's Shabbos Yotav. And the Elif Hamata brings down over there that Shabbos, when Shabbos came out Yotav, there was also the Lechem upon him, the 12 chalas in the Beis Hamikdash. So that shouldn't change even Shabbos Yotav. So there are 12 chalas. So we see that this view of the Mekubalim found its way already into the Poskim, into the Matan Ephraim. And the hispashtas, the popularization of the 12 chalas, really, of course, that took off with the Ari HaKadosh, with Arizal. So the Ari HaKadosh is brought down Neferish Tzarech Lezayar Losim B'chol Suda Shnei Masa Lacham Al Shulchan Keneged Shnei Masa Chalas Lechem Apanim. So the Ari HaKadosh said, Tzarech Lezoher, you have to be very careful to have 12 chalas by each of the Shabbos meals, that's the Lechem Aponim. And he says, Tisadeh HaShulchan B'yudbeis Kichres K'neged Yudbeis Bavon Shebemilui, it has to do with the Shemus of Hashem. We'll talk about that in the Maimah, with Hashem's name. As a result of the Ari HaKadosh putting his stamp on this view of the Tikkunim, it became very widespread among the Svardim to have 12 chalas, and of course by many of the chatzeres of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, we know that the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbetzin herself prepared 12 chalas every Seuda, and that caught on by almost all of the tzaddikim in the Ukraine, in in Poland, in Galicia, that almost all the tzaddikim would have, and still have, 12 chalas. They began in the Ukraine an interesting... No, we'll talk, wait, just wait. They began in the Ukraine an interesting minig, was to have one chala that was called a Yud Beznika. A Yud Beznika meant one chala that had 12 parts. In other words, the isa, the dough, was fashioned by the woman in such a way that it would have 12 that were mitzdarev to 12 that were mitzdarev to one. And in many, many shtetlach and many cities in the Ukraine, this became an easier and acceptable way of conforming to the view of the Arya Kodesh and the Tikkunim, the Yud Beznika. It's not so pushit that that's fine with Arizal. It's not so pushit. It certainly is. It's better than just using two, according to Ari. But it's not so pushit. It doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like that's something which was Arizal had in mind. But Afal Pichin with Tzaddikim that we're using it as well. Usually it was by the Friday night Suda. And by Shabbos day in Shul Shulis, they're using 12. So these are all interesting things, but it's not, you know, to go into how, why in those places, Dafkin, why that happened in such a way. Let's just go quickly to go through this. We even see that in the Kisvei Ari, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, it's brought down that there were chaverim that divided up the whole Shabbos differently. In other words, that there were those who had 12 Friday night, 8 Shabbos morning, and by Shalosh Sudas they had another 4. This is brought down from the Shalosh HaKadosh, that by Friday night there would be 12, Shachris 8, Shalosh Sudas 4, Melav HaMalke 2, Sacha Kol 26 Chalas, Keneged Hashem Havayi Baruch Hu. So this is brought down in the Shalosh HaKadosh. So we see that the biggest hakpada was Friday night. Which we understand, that's the Levay of Shabbos, the Lachem HaPanim, as I make this. So the Friday night, there was a big Hakpada, 12. Then we see in 8:42 that the Shalom brings down, which is Sacha Kol 26, the Shem Havai Baruch Hu. Lamaise, there are different customs. This way of the Shalom was not widely accepted. Mostly among the Chassidim and the Svadim, there were 12 chalas by each of the sudas. The Ben Ish Chai wrote, obviously a lot of people couldn't afford this or weren't able to, and it was hard. So the Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Vayera, the second year in the Ben Ish Chashana days, Parshas Vayera, Vim loy nimtza lecha yud beis kichrais, if you don't have 12 chalas, then try to have at least 4. To return to that view that's in the Raya Mehim, that they have 4 if you can by each, that's Saha Kol, you have 12 over Shabbos. But as the Ben Ish Chai explains, there's no meaning to make different numbers. In other words, if you have 7, there's no meaning to make another number. If you can get it to 12, that's good. And if not, then you don't have to go into multiple challah situations. Just, you know, the 12, which is the 4 by each meal, or different combinations that should come out to be 12. This has to do with the 12 Shvatim. Also, you're right, the Reb Tzadik wrote a lot about the Inyan of Lechem upon it. Those who learned Shvi'is HaShabbos, Pri Tzadik, in different places, Reb Tzadik talks a lot about it. But it also has to do with the 12 Shvatim, 12 months of the year. It's a very, very big Inyan. So, like, what do you do in the end? So, the one of the most popular halacha / minhag svarim in Poland and Hungary was Lukut Maharich. All the Hungarian Jews grew up with that. It's like their that together with the kids. It was like the basic guidebook of what to do. Lukut Maharich, he summarizes it in the most beautiful way. V'chol halavav is darash Hashem. The Baruch Shalom, all hearts are seeking God. All hearts of Jews want God. You have one more challah, one less challah. The main thing is you should have the right intentions. All these are acceptable minhagim, obviously. All of these are acceptable minhagim, and they're very holy things, and therefore kol levav is darish Hashem. The mekubalim Rabbi Yitzchak Kalachi and other tzaddik in the Ben Ish Chai talk a lot about the shapes of the challahs. I'm sure over all the years some of you have wondered why is it that on Yom Tov they're round and on Shabbos they're straight. These are all things that I'll pick Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with, like, you know, things that are going on in the bakery or stuff like that, or it has to do with all Kabbalah things. The basic shape, yeah, it's not a union thing. The basic shape of the challah is like the ayis vav, is like a vav. As the long challah is the basic shape of the challah. That is the correct, Api Kabbalah, the correct form of the Shabbos challah. That's not to say that you can't use a challah roll and so on. That's okay, but the lechachila, I'm not talking about all the other ones, but the lechachila, the two main lechem mishnah, lechachila is that they should be straight, which is the form of the vav, and by hold, which equals six, right? That's the shape of the challah is the vav. And you hold on with your two hands, which each, that's five and five, the five fingers, so that's ten. The piece of challah that you break off is like a yud. The piece is a little piece, is a yud. So, Saha Kolad equals also the name of Hashem, 26. Right, the six of the vav, the ten fingers is 16, and the yud shape of the piece of challah that is given out, that equals 26, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. The view of the Ari HaKadosh to require 12 challahs by the Shabbos Suda found its way into the Poskim, into Halacha, and the Shari Tshuva brings it down. It's in the Reish Ayin Dal. In the name of the Chidah, according to the Kisvei Ari, that there are 12 challahs by each of the Sudas. And the Shari Tshuva tells us how they should be aligned, how they should be put on the table. We're not going to go into that, but there are different ways of doing it, but most of the Mekubalim, the Tzaddikim, held that the way that it's done is that it's basically stacked like two segals. As you have the three dots of the segal, right? So you have two triangles like this with three stacked on top. Stacked on top of the challahs, usually rolls, and the two larger ones that go in the center. So all together, basically, have two triangles that are meeting each other with the lechem mishnah in the middle. But I'm sure that they'll be coming out with svarim and pictures and diagrams eventually, and we'll take care of that at that time. The question is whether or not this is for every Jew. You see that the Ari HaKadosh says Sarach Lazayah, then you have to be careful. The Ari says such things as he says such things, people should be careful. So there was some debate regarding this. Even though we see that the Shari Tshuva brought it down, but the Eliyahu Rabba, the Mishnah brings down the Eliyahu Rabba was very strong that this is only to be done by a Jew who's Boki B'Tiv Chachmas HaKabbalah. Those are his words. This is only to be done by those Jews who are proficient in the study of Kabbalah. But for Amcha Beis Yisrael, the Gemara says, Chayv Adam Lutzei Al Shtei Kichreis, unless you are thoroughly immersed in Kabbalah, the Eliyahu Rabba is brought down by most Poskim holds that you should use two challahs and not 12. I can say that. So Lemaisa, the Minchas Elazar in the last generation, who was of all the rabbis, you know that the Minchas Elazar in his tshuvas showed the halacha sources and halacha for all the minhagim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Ari HaKadosh. So he brings there the Minchas Elazar, the Mukat Shirav, brings a very interesting thing. Shamati mipek kodesh. I heard from the holy mouth of Admor Mishinyeva, from the Heilig of the Holy Shinyeva, the son of the Devichaim of Chaskel Shinyeva. Michael says he heard himself from the mouth of the Devichaskel. Yishem Rabbeinu Hakodesh Rabban Shiyosom Lublin. He heard from the Shinyeva, and the Shinyeva heard himself from the Chayzer from Lublin. And in every city there must be at least one yid, one chashav yid that's doing this. Wherever there are Jews, there has to be at least one Jew that has 12 challahs. that he heard from the shinyur, or heard from the chayzer. It has to be at least one in town. Just like you had the one Beis HaMikdash, there was the Mishkan, there was the Beis HaMikdash, that there has to be one place in the world always. But but the Mechazal Zohar heard that it should be in each city, that there should be one place, that there's a Yid. And he says a Yid, a Chosev Yid, who has 12 chalas on the, who has 12 chalas on the table, is a Dugmas HaMishkan, B'yayim HaShabbos Ya'achadu. Those are the words of the Minchas Elazar. I don't know how we define the city over here in this area. I don't know how it works, but I'm sure that Rabbi Reuben, I'm sure that the Sulitzer in Farakwe, maybe even I don't know if Rabbi Spiegel has. They come from families of Bitzadikim, so probably they have 12 chalas, and I hope that we're covered by them, that we're covered by their insurance. They come from Tzaddikim. Rabbi Spiegel is from the Chayzer from Lublin, and Rabbi Reuben comes from the Rapshitzes. They come from Holy Jews, and I'm sure that our area is covered. Again, I don't know if that has to do with New York or Nassau, you know, who your mayor is. I'm not sure like how it works, but this is the Hishtaslus of the Minig. And that's why it's not something. But the Svadisha, a lot of them had just the regular people, because we know the Svadisha was so much of the Kabbalah Zachar. So a lot of the Svadisha had in the old country, I don't know about nowadays, but in the old country, the Svadisha came out, all of them had 12 chalas. but among the Ashkenazim, it usually was done usually by Rebbes, by Rebbes Tish, the Rebbes have. And the regular Yidden. There's Samech on the Rebbe's Chalas, the Makushet the Rebbe's Chalas. That's why, you know, that by the Chassidim that they would wash at home and they would eat their meal and then they would go and finish the Suda. They would go and be by the Rebbe. The Rebbe would wash, and the Rebbe would come in later. The Rebbe would wash later on and make the Tish. And that's why all the Chassidim that came to the Tish. So they would be there when the Rebbe would make the Bracha on 12 Chalas. That's what the Tish was about. One of the main functions of the Tish was not only to be in the presence of the Tzaddik by his eating, which is a very big Yimush we're talking about, was also that the whole Olam should be there by the Mitzia on the 12 Kichrays according to the Arizal. So all the Chassidim would go to be by the Rebbe, and they would represent their families, that each Jew would have the 12 Chalas as part of his participating in the Shabbos Suda, because he would only bench together with the Rebbe. That's how it works by the Tish. The Chassid would wash at home. He'd have in mind that he'd finish the Suda together with the Rebbe. So he'd wash, and then you'd finish the meal, and you'd go there by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was making a 12 chalas.
The different hug. Firstly, there's something called the Oren Goloshka, which I think the Rebbe knows about.
Yeah.
A cake made out of different pieces that is brought to the Tish.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that there are 12 there, but that might be part of it.
Yeah.
But the different minhagim, the women will know this better, about how many braids you right. make in the chalas. And
also,
they add up to 12. Some have 4, 3.
Right. The braiding of the chalas, the braiding of the chalas is all part of this also. The braids of the chalas in different places, there were different minhagim about adding up to 12 or 26 also with the braids of the chalas. Like you said, there's nothing that we do.
I didn't know that.
No, but that's true.
I knew the numbers, but I didn't put it together.
Yeah, that's true. They mean the whole kavana of yontif is different. That's why the yontif challah is round, not the vav. The yontif challah is like a yud, and it has to do with the oisis and the each suda, and it has to do with different things with the shem havaya baruch hu. It's not stam that it's.
Cook mentioned the circle angola.
Yeah, but it's not just by Yom Neroim, it's by the Yom Tovim also that we have round challahs. And all of these things are universal by Jews. Wherever they're the Jews, it's all the shape of the challah and how many challahs. Everything is api kabbalah and is mekuvan to Shemus Hashem. And even how a person should learn in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishabur brings down from the Magen Avraham, brings the Minhagim of Ari, of how to cut the challahs on Shabbos, of how you should hold the challahs on Shabbos, which is not going to go over now, but the person has to learn the halachas. Friday night, we always cut the right challah. I'm just saying quickly, Friday night, you always cut the right challah, because who's ever making the bracha has both challahs covered, and on Friday, you always cut the right challah, but on Friday night, the right challah is covered by the left challah, and is a little bit closer. Always the challah, the right challah is a little bit closer to you. And Shabbos morning, the right challah is, you put leaning over on top of the left challah. And the all of these things that a person should try to look. But again, you don't have to be nervous. If you weren't doing it, that's why you're happy. The Gemara says to have shtei kichos, to have two challahs. That's what the Gemara says, and every Jew that does that is doing the right thing. The other thing is, al pi kavala. So, a person who wants to try to do things according to their result, it's certainly beautiful, but he has to be careful. It shouldn't cause difficulties in the mishpach and so on. These are things. So nobody should go home and start with 12 challahs or anything like that. It's not. So we saw that even by tzaddikim, the rabbis would have 12. should be pasha tatzo. Let's start the mind. Before we begin, we'll begin by learning the look in the parish where it says Yigadalman Taimon, a little bit of an introduction. Yigadalman Taimon, page Aleph. Yigadalman Taimon. Those words, Yigadalman Taimon, that the Baruch Shem should reveal the reason, the tam. Rav Tzadik said it means that the Baruch Shem should reveal the taste of the challahs, the tam. It's not a contradiction. It's the same thing. You got to learn timing. The piyut asad l'sudasa. Those of you who are careful to say the piyutim of the Arizal that are printed in every siddur for each of the sudas of Shabbos. So in the piyut of Asada L'Sudasa, of setting up the Suda of Shabbos, Shayim B'Sudas Yama Shabbos, we say Shabbos Day, which is Neschar Ba'Aydei Ha'Arizal, which was composed by the Arizal. V'Avrim is a Shmai, Roshetevus Chavuzim, and the Arizal's holy name is also hinted at in the Roshetevus, in the letters of the piyut of that poem. So it says over there in the piyut of Shabbos morning that we say by the Shabbos Suda, Yigalan lan ta'ame de betresa nahame de inun at bishmei kfeil of a kalisha. Perish, what does that mean? That's the Arabic, what does it mean? Ona, please Hashem, galei lanu esatam, reveal to us the secret, Shabiyud Bez Lachamim, of the 12 Chalas, Shehem Raimzer Mahl Ais Mishmaiz Barach, that are hinting to a name, to a letter of God's name. Ais Kfula Kfela Ukalisha. Ais Kfula Vais Kalusha, which means a double letter, and a Kalusha means, Kalush means. Means daka. How do you say daka? Means thin. thin, subtle, or thin. Kfela means double stark, double, and kalusha means single or thin. Means, you know, means dakasya. Yigala lan tame. Hine miloi he. Hibehe achers. Every letter, as you know, has a milui. The milui means how you spell the letter. For instance, Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamet He. Beis is spelled Beis Yud Saf. And so on. Gimel is spelled Gimel Yud Mem Lamet. The letters of Hashem Baruch's name, of the Shem Havayah Baruch Hu, have different spellings. The He and the Vav have different spellings. The Milui of, and whenever it's spelled in different ways, in other words, the Milui means different things in all the elements in the world and everything, depending on how the Milui of the Shem Havayah, of how the Hashem's name is going to be spelled. We, of course, only see the Yud Kei Vav Kei when you open up the Chumash. When you open up the Siddur. The Siddur, even most of the Siddur, don't even have that. It just has whatever, something, a hey or something, two Yuds, right? But this, the better Siddur, I'm all having it Yud Kei Vav Kei written now. So, better, I don't want to say that, better. Because the Siddur that are more careful with things. I guess that means better. Okay. Should say that Yud Kei Vav Kei is. So, we don't see it spelled out. If any of you ever just looked inside the Siddur of the Rishash or with the Kavanah Sanari, then you see like there's like a 5-6 words on a page with one of the names of Hashem, and then it has all the milui, the different miluyim of the names of the name of Hashem that applies to that particular bracha or that L'cha Hashem Agdula or Bracha Hashem Chen Hadas. It's all very, 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 very complicated. And we're not going to get into all those complications. It's not for us. But the Baal Tanya says, the Milui Hei is the Hei Acheres. One of the Miluim of how to spell Hashem's name is that the letter Hei is spelled with two Heis. Right? Hei, Hei. He b'chinas kfeila. That's the meaning of double. Hashem revealed to us the secret of the 12 chalas, the letter of Hashem's name that is double is He, b'chinas kfeila, kanaida, as it is known, me'inyan me'ores hamachpeila. Which is the secret of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, where our ancestors are buried in Chevron. Shehi Hei Achreina D'Shem Ban. Which is the final Hei, which is the final Hei of that way of spelling Hashem's name, that is the Gematria 52. Which is the Shem Ban, with the Milui of the Ice Hay. And this is all the sight, the mystery of Maras HaMachpelah. Machpelah, of course, means double. And in Kabbalah, the Maras HaMachpelah is the mystery of the double letter Hay, with the Milui Shem Hay, and the Shem Havayah Baruch Hu. And that's where this Maimer is actually found in Parshas, was placed into Parshas Chayesar. This Maimer of Yigal Natame is in Torah or Parshas Chayesar, because it's dealing with the mystery of the Maras HaMachpelah, of the double cave where our ancestors are buried. The Maras HaMachpelah. The double cave is the meaning of the double Hay, in the Milui Shem Hay of the name of Hashem that's spelled with the Gematria Ban, which is 52. I think we'll learn a little bit of the Perish on this. Hine milui hei. You need to understand, he says, the meaning of kfil and kalisha.
just told me that I was trying to work out with the mulek, and it doesn't work out with numbers. But he said, "Yud kevav k times two is 50."
Yeah. Okay. I will see. No, that's it'll work out fine. Don't worry. You'll see. It'll be good. It's going to be good. It's okay. When we look in the as I said a few minutes ago, when you look in the Zohar Kodesh Nekeseri, so the Chala sounds like is the Chala the Vav, and the Vav is also a double letter, right? Vav. So it can be spelled Vav Aleph Vav. Vav Vav is a double letter. So when you would look in the Ari, the first thing you would think of when it says Kveli, you would think that it's talking about the Vav which is Kofu. And we also know that the two chalas of the Bavli correspond to each one would be the Vav, and together would equal 6 + 6 would equal 12. So that's what one would think automatically would be the easiest way of understanding this, that the Ois Kfela, the double letter, is the Vav, which also is spelled Vav Vav, with a double letter, six. And then we have 6 and 6. Well, we have 12, and everything's okay. So we're taken care of. But that's not what the Tanya is saying. So we have to learn a lot to understand this. Obviously, the Tanya is explaining the Eimek of the Kisari. He's not coming up with something of his own, although it's highly original, his explanation. So he says, "Hine milui hei, hi behei acheres." Hamilui shall ice hay, the filling, the completion of the letter hay, he ice hay acheres, is with another hay. Perish milihu, shah chalke ha ice, kris nechteves bimilua, the other parts of the letter, as it's written, bimilua, when it's written out whole. Kama aleph, as we explain, aleph, beis, is beis yitzav, the ice hay bimilua, kaisven hay hay. By Safas, hey shnia, right? The second hey, so we have hey and hey.
There's no yud in there. Just two names.
That's another way of spelling the Shem Havayah. That's another way of spelling the hey. Hey yud.
Right.
Hey aleph. Hey hey. Hey yud. There are other ways of spelling. No. But the inyan of the chalas he's going to teach us is davke hey hey. That's the Arizal says that. That's the kfela. That's what the Rebbe is explaining. So big Indian, one of the Tanaim is called, there's Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey Hey, Ben Haha, Ben Hey Hey. That's all very much connected to this whole Indian. What it means, the Milui of the Shem, of the letter Hey in the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. And even when a person laughs and he goes, Ha Ha, it's a Milui of the Shem Hey also. That everywhere in the world, that's how people laugh, with a Hey. So people laugh. Maybe in Chelma was different, you know. But people laugh with the letter Hey. It's a milu of the Hey. And different types of laughter, as is explained in the Svar Magdashim, have to do with the different miluim of the Shem Hey. Whether it's ha ha or he he or he he. And all of these things have to do with the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Mechlal, why a person laughs. There's a lot of stuff that we don't see on the surface. Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. A lot of things. Who begins kfeila? The zel perish the inun at the shmei kfeila v'kalisha. This is what the Arizal was saying. That the koy al ois hei the shem havaya is talking about that Hashem's name the shmei kfeila v'kalisha, that there's a letter in Hashem's name. That is kfeilo klisha, the koyal ois hei the shem havaya shim hamilui hei hei, he ois kfula. It's called a double letter. The klisha we'll talk about later on in the fourth chelik of the maimer. Right now we're going to be concentrating on the kfeila, the kfula, the double letter hei. What is the relationship between the double letter hei and the chalas on Shabbos, and the whole inyan of eating on Shabbos, of eating bechlal? And of eating on Shabbos, bifrat, kalaydi minin marzom achpeilu shiachmanu shem ban. Bezoyer, in the Zohar Chayesara, And the Zohar is teaching us the meaning of HaMachpelah, of the cave, of the Avos Nimrod. So the Zohar says, HaMachpelah is the site, Hey Machpelah. Ha Machpelah. Hey, the letter Hey, Machpelah, doubled. Hey Kfula is the Maris HaMachpelah. Hey Machpelah. The letter Hey, doubled. The Koyal is Hey, the B'Shema Kadisha. It is talking about the letter Hey of the Holy Name of Hashem. Sheishtei Hein B'Shem Havayah. In the name of Hashem, there are two letters Hey. Right? It's the, we have a Yud Kei and a Vav Kei. There's obviously something very great and awesome about the fact that the only letter of the Aleph Beis that has, that is doubled in the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Hey and the, is the Hey. Only the Hey is doubled. There's one Yud and there's one Vav, but there's a double Hey. So the Zohar is darshaning that sight, that mystery of Maris HaMachpelah, of the Hey Machpelah, the fact that there are two Heys in Hashem's name, and that the letter Hey is written also B'milui Hey Hey, as we began with. The Ha'arizal Pirish Dikoi al Shem Havaya Kfisha Nichta B'milui Ha'hen, that this is referring to the Zohar, Hey Machpelah, is referring not only to the two letters of Hey that are in Hashem's name, but it has two Heys, but that the letter Hey itself is Machpelah, is doubled. Because the letter Hey is spelled Hey Hey. Here's the Koy Al Shem Havai Kvishnechu B'milui Ha'hin, that's how it's spelled. When it, the way that it's spelled in the milui of Hayes is Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav, Hey Hey. That is the shame that is called in Kabbalah Ban, which is Begmatria Nun Beis, which is 52. That's Shel Master 52. The Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Vav, Hey Hey is the Gematria Ban Nun Beis. Uperish HaMachpelah Hey Machpelah, he is Hey Achreina the same Ban. Therefore, the double Hey is referring to the final Hey of Hashem's name. It's the final Hey of Hashem's name. Is Hey Achreina the same Ban. She is Kfula. Vahinyan Vakantap. Just thought for a minute, that's all.
Look, is this the double letters?
That there is an Indian of strengthening the Lashinus, but I just don't know it means the fulfillment to save it. Probably means the strength in the Lashon of something. It does strengthen the Lashon. Yeah. Whatever you put, that's the Hey Hayidia Yem Hashishi. Now, when you double, is that what you're talking about? I'm not sure what you're talking about. The double Hey. What do you?
Not only the double,
whatever
you double something.
Oh, anything in Lashon HaKodesh, we double, like we were talking about on Shabbos.
Yeah,
sure, that's always strengthening. Shemai Tishma, Pakad Yivka. It's always when you double, you always bring Mechazik the thing. You always bring Mechazik it. That's what it means. Yeah. But now we're learning something new. We're learning about Isis, Kfulais, right? That the letter Hey is an Isis Kfula. And then with that, but it's twice in Hashem's Baruch's name. You know, I'm going to ask you, we'll stop here because we can start the whole, we're going to have to repeat it.